The Living Word 158. Hi, this is Craig Patchett from Godcast.org with the Living Word number 158. Today's show is a review of the past week's shows and the verses we discussed together. The week started with show number 152, in which Psalm 59:16 from the NIV referred to the ultimate home base in this crazy game of life. I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Show number 153 featured 2 Peter 1:3 from the NLT, which encouraged us to improve the quality of our lives by spending more time with Jesus. As we know Jesus better, His divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. In show number 154, Jesus explained in Mark 8:35, also from the NLT, that our time is much better spent focused on God than on ourselves. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will find true life. Finding your way back to God was the topic for show number 155, and the verse was Joel 2:13 from the NIV. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and He relents from sending calamity. In show number 156, Deuteronomy 6:5 from the New King James advised us to pursue God with a relentless passion. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And finally, show number 157 looked at 1 Peter 3:18 from the NLT, which explained why Christ allowed His physical life to be taken and why His death on the cross was a beginning rather than an end. Christ also suffered when He died for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but He died for sinners that He might bring us safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but He was raised to life in the Spirit. And that wraps it up for this week's review. Thanks for listening. This is Craig Patchett, and you can reach me at livingword@godcast.org or on the web at www.godcast.org. Until next time, remember to hide God's word in your heart so it becomes a living part of you. God bless you.